Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station. We are back home in the Metroplex with coverage of the Micah Parsons trade request on your official home of America's team, in case you did not know. After Micah made the request on Friday, reporters like Nick Harris, John Machota recorded the crowd reaction to Jerry Jones walking on the field Saturday. So the We Want Micah chants taking place. Jerry Jones, I don't know if this was part of the show in the theatrics, walks up to the reporters after practice, which Micah showed up to.
Oh, yeah. He's I get fined.
If he stays in the back, is that $50,000 a day? If he doesn't walk out there on that field?
I don't think so, technically. I think as long as he's present. I don't know that he has to walk out there. As they pointed out, though, that was the first time he'd walked out there without his jersey. He'd walked out there in just a pullover.
It's like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
He only has the pullover on. Like, it's probably a very, very small thing, but I would just think a day after doing what he did, he would not walk out there on the field. It's like, no, I literally cannot physically be in your same presence. I don't want to be around you guys sitting upstairs in that tower. And he's right there.
Which, I mean, you could say maybe that makes this whole thing just for show, just you know, honestly, window dressing, just talk.
Netflix is coming out?
Yeah. I mean, or it could be, you know, he wanted to get out there and, you know, pander to the crowd or see how the crowd reacted, or maybe he just can't stay away from football.
Be around his teammates.
It's also a great play. It lets the other guys focus on football because, as they pointed out, they said that there was, I think Calvin Watkins said it, that there was not a single player who talked to media on Saturday because nobody was waiting for them. They stood out there talking to Jerry, and they waited for Micah, and all the players were able to just walk off the field without getting stopped because media was all taken up by those two.
Wow. Wanya Thomas, Overshown, CeeDee Lamb, all showing their support. Trayvon Diggs changing his profile picture on social media to Micah. Lamb, of course, coming out and saying, why do we have to go through all this? Just pay the man what he is owed. But the entire world was waiting for Jerry Jones' response. We're going to stop and start this wherever you guys want. And let us know what you're thinking right now on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. This is Jerry answering.
Jerry, are you considering trading Micah Parsons?
Well, let's put it like this. Surely you guys have been around this stuff and know to recognize negotiation talk, that type of thing. And so that's where I put that.
So are you considering it?
I'm not. The facts are that that's like anything else. I think the world of Micah, and that's just a part of negotiation.
Would you ever consider trading Micah?
Again, I don't really place that with any real seriousness. You know, Micah's got a bad back. That's like being traded.
When do you start negotiations with
him? All right, stop.
This is so great.
That was a good line. That was.
He's got a bad back.
You're going to trade Micah? Micah's also got a bad back.
He
requested a trade, but he's also got a bad back.
And he went to it multiple times. Multiple times making the joke about Micah's wink, wink injury. And again, is his trigger word in all this. Okay.
Again.
Judge the way he says again. We know this after doing this interview for a long time. Well, when it's about to get a little combative, and the tone and the volume of the word again is kind of how you are going to judge Jerry. Let's continue.
When do you start negotiations with his people, Jerry?
Again, I've started negotiations in March.
With his agent.
I said I started negotiation in March.
All right, stop. Hey, Todd Archer, bust your balls all the time behind the scenes, Bobby. I hope you gave it back to him, or at least if you have not, tell him, hey, you want me to check you like Jerry Jones just did? This is Archer. Very respected, obviously, friend of the show.
Again.
This is Todd going at Jerry. He's not answering his question, or Todd's not able to get it out. And it's, I think, about three times, and Jerry has had enough.
Again, I've started negotiations in March.
With his agent?
I said I started negotiation in March, and I've negotiated double handfuls of contracts just like I did in March.
He thought it was...
Again, are you asking me?
Yeah.
I started that in March. I visited with him in negotiation.
My question is, he thought the meeting was about leadership, not about his contract.
It's my answer. I was negotiating in March.
Is it good to see him still at practice?
All right, so that tells me Mike is 100% right. The way he's handling that, he won't even answer dressed like... But what was the meeting supposed to be about? Well, I started. Okay, then Mike is right.
Jerry,
I side with it. However, Mike is describing how the meeting went, I believe that's probably.
Or did Jerry just not like being interrupted?
He cut off like every single one of his questions, and he goes, "Okay, but with his, I started
again,
in March
again.
Okay, but with I started in March. It's like kind of plug in your ears. Like, just answer
again.
Like listen to what he said. He's clearly asking you about something different." He cannot like getting interrupted, but I mean, he clearly was not answering. You're getting cut off for a reason. You're not just going to talk and move on and do that.
Jerry doesn't see a difference between talking to Micah and talking to the agent.
Oh, I think he sees a massive difference. I think he sees that there's no point in ever talking to the agent.
No. I'm saying because it's not technically negotiation unless an agent's present.
Right.
Jerry doesn't see it. He doesn't see it differently. He goes, if I'm talking to Micah, I'm negotiating the deal.
I think that's the only way he views that it's a negotiation. I think he views the agents like, the agent's got to run everything by the player anyway. Why would I talk to the agent?
Yeah.
I mean, that's his philosophy with football and ownership, general manager.
Well, he's doing it for a reason. Look, let's cut the BS. He thinks he can get one over on the player. I understand why he's doing it. Again, I think it violates CBA rules.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this a while back. Florio is all over that type of stuff. He's doing it for a reason. Because he's going to lose more in talking to David Mulugeta, who was just recently voted number one agent, I think, on the Forbes list. So he's trying to take advantage of just talking with the player one-on-one. That's 1,000% fact. Now, Micah may have messed up here and said, I'm a businessman. Everyone says how smart I am. Everyone says what a great, savvy businessman I am. I can go in here and handle this on my own. And that was a mistake. And something you can't come back from, at least right now, if you are Jerry Jones. Let's continue.
Is it good to see him still at practice, though, even though he made that demand, but he's still out here?
Well, I wish the back would get better.
You wish the back would get better. so the back is not...
Again, I just said I wish the back would get better so we could not have a hurt back.
You talk about 30 years of these types of scenarios. Is there really nothing different about this one from the others?
Well, it's just that you've seen it so often, and you've seen it with other clubs. You go through the process. It's a highly sensitive time. When you're guaranteeing somebody almost $200 million, that's sensitive stuff.
All right, couple things in here. My God, this is riveting radio. It sucks, though, as if you're a Cowboys fan. I think it's riveting because it's just – answering right there with the burner turned as high as possible. Some reporters thought he gave away the offer in that by saying, you're talking about almost $200 million. I think Dawson had tweeted me on this and said, sounds for about six for 190. Some said, okay, it's obviously five for 200. That would be 40 a year. I was thinking maybe it was four for 200. And let's start off at 50 a year, but that's Jerry. At the very, very end, he goes, I reached more than you guys know, but he did throw out that figure, $200 million, Bob.
If you go 45 a year, if you go 45 a year and say 5 years, that's five for 225. If you guarantee the first 4 years of that contract, basically that's 180. So that would be upwards of 200. That to me said, because he's not just talking about it's $200 million value. Like he's telling you, we're talking about guaranteeing almost $200 million.
Yeah.
And the guarantees, it's almost never a fully guaranteed deal. Unless Jerry was talking about fully guaranteeing a contract and said, we'll give you 45 and for like you said, or four for 50 a year and we'll guarantee the whole thing. Like that's the kind of thing that they'd be talking about.
Jerry's strategy to me in all this, the main thing he wanted to get accomplished was, guys, this is negotiation. I've seen this 1,000 times. This ain't nothing. He was calm. He was cool for the most part. He got a little bit irritated at Archer and using the word again, but he wanted to let it be known. I've done this a million times. Okay, there's nothing to lose sleep over if you are a Dallas Cowboy fan. Let's start with part two of Jerry answering the media.
Kerry, what do you think of all the fans chanting his name and kind of supporting him and, you know, hearing them all screaming out there?
It was just so much louder last year walking off this field with Lamb.
Stop. I had to play that. He did it again. That right there would have been my final straw to demand the trade. What he did, and Todd Archer is the only one that wrote about it, and I don't think he got talked about enough. I really don't. All last week, I asked on social media, when does a Cowboys star ever ask out? When does someone ever say, trade me? That disrespect, and he answered that? I wish you could see his face. He answered that with an edge. He wanted to be very sharp and very intentional about the way he insulted Micah again. Give me that, just that last sentence, Pepe, of it was just so much louder for CD.
It was just so much louder last year walking off this field with Lamb.
Dude, that's so personal. So freaking personal. And I thought they got buried last week.
If it, just to make it real world for us, if I was, let's say like my contract was coming up and people are like, which there are people who like, oh gosh, you know, there are people who have told you guys at the station they want Bobby back, and they're like, well, they asked for Bassick back a lot louder. And I'd be like, I quit. That's what I'm doing. I'm quitting. Like, you're not going to talk like that in public. Yeah. We're not doing that.
Yes.
And so, I mean, that's the, where it's,
yes,
we can all view it as posturing. The reality is that might be a real request. That might be a genuine request of, I want out of here.
It could be.
I mean, there's been a lot of disrespect here, and it's something that I think you're dealing with a very emotional player, too. You're dealing with somebody who I think it's going to be very easy for him to take it a certain way and not be happy with it.
Back to the drama at 7. We have a record amount of 6 a.m. Tolos to start off the Monday edition for an offseason here on your home of the Cowboys, but we are also your home of the Texas Rangers. Was Bobby proven right over the weekend when it came to the Rangers' trade moves, and how did the new guys do as they barely avoid getting swept by the Mariners? Diamond Cavs on your home of the Rangers with the weekend recap is next.